News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Irish Cancer Society has warned of a €180 million hole in the funding for the National Cancer Strategy, which affects many areas of patients' care. And Averil Power, the CEO of the Irish Cancer Society, joins us now. Good morning to you, Averil. We keep hearing that health budgets are increasing and increasing. How are you, I suppose, assessing this hole in cancer budgets?
Well, last year the HSC said that they asked the government for an extra €20 million in the budget for the National Cancer Strategy and got nothing, absolutely nil. And that was what they told the Oireachtas Health Committee back in April. The same was also the case in 2023. And in fact, over the 8 years now since the strategy was published, it has been underfunded to the tune of €180 million. And that's having an impact because it means that the improvements that were set out in the strategy in relation to expanding screening, reducing waiting lists, improving access to treatment haven't been met. And that sadly, Ireland's cancer outcomes are a lot poorer here than they are in other European countries, and that will only change with proper funding.
Okay. Far be it for me to want to argue the other side of that, but when you look at the health budget, Averil, in the last 10 years, you're talking about going back 8 years of cancer strategies, it's gone from $13 billion to $24 billion. So it's almost doubled. So it isn't like we haven't been throwing money at it. And I don't know how much money has been given specifically to the cancer strategy, but certainly money has been spent on reducing waiting lists and money has been spent on I suppose, authorising new drugs for cancer and all of that kind of thing. Is the cancer strategy something else?
So, I mean, I can only talk to the impact of cancer, right? So you're saying money has gone in for reducing waiting lists, but we know from the HSC's own data that the waiting times for radiotherapy have increased since 2017. I met with the Irish Society of Medical Oncology yesterday. You represent the medical oncologists working in cancer care. You were telling me that waiting times for scans are increasing, and as a result, that they can't get the scans they need for patients to start their treatment. Okay. They can't get scans to see if patients' chemotherapy is working. And those are just some of the areas where we've actually gone backwards since 2017. Okay. And as I said, there are other targets where we haven't moved forward, like where we were supposed to have expanded bowel screen, and that hasn't happened. So I don't doubt that funding is going into healthcare overall. Some of that is needed for a growing population and demographic changes. But unfortunately, like, cancer has a very specific strategy, and that's not being funded.
And can you think of any reason why we would be spending more money on healthcare but not spending more money on cancer? Is cancer slipping down the list of priorities? What's happening here?
It feels like that because, as you know, we made enormous progress under our first two national cancer strategies, with things like where the government called out cancer as a major priority back in 2006, brought in Tom Keane to set up the National Cancer Control Programme, centralised cancer surgeries, put in huge investment. And as a result of that, we went from being one of the absolute worst performers in the EU as a whole up to the EU average by the end of that second strategy. But at that time, when you compare us just with Western European countries at the time when our current strategy started in 2017, we had the third highest cancer mortality in Western Europe. So we were going the right direction, we were making progress, but we still had a long way to go for Irish people to have the best possible chance of surviving cancer. And this strategy was supposed to change that. But unfortunately, lack of investment means that that's not happening. And I think that is the frustration, Ciara. There has been great investment in cancer in previous decades.
Okay.
We did make enormous strides when that was put in place. I think there's been a certain amount of complacency within government where people are assuming that because of that work, you know, that was done 10, 20 years ago, that everything in cancer is great. And that's simply not the case. As I said, in some areas, we're going backwards and it needs sustained investment. That's just not just, you know, this year and next year. The number of people getting cancer is due to double in the next 20 years. So that means that investment needs to increase every year just to stand still. And that's not even to catch up on better performing countries like Spain or Finland. That's just to, just to stand still. And we need, if we're going to really make the benefits of all the improvements in science, we have to go further and invest more.
Averil Power, CEO of the Irish Cancer Society, thank you very much.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.